We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Come on in, Jonathan.
Hi, Molly. Hi, everyone.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
How was your trip to Sokcho?
Wonderful. Only one day, but it was great.
Was it just one night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walked a lot, so I'm paying for it.
Wouldn't you stay a bit longer? Maybe two nights?
We went Saturday and came back Sunday, so couldn't stay any longer.
Okay. I hope it was worth it.
It was great.
Right.
Great food.
Right. It is. I mean, wherever you go, especially in Eastern Ocean, Eastern Sea, it can be a failure, right?
Right. A lot of seafood, especially crab, is wonderful.
Oh, you had crab.
Yeah. Expensive, but it was wonderful. Worth it.
Sounds good. I mean, I could have been more enthusiastic about this whole thing, but I don't really feel well today. So, yeah. Good for you, though. Good for you. Today, we're going to start with a rather little sad news. Somebody you work with passed away last week.
A director named Shin Jung-won, who's known for a movie called To Catch a Virgin Ghost.
Is it the English title for Sicily 2 Kilometer?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Actually, it was the original title when I first received the script. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was kind of, in Korea, it's 처녀 귀신 때려잡기, which we thought was too cheesy. So we changed. We took a long time to actually come up with the title, Sicily 2 Kilometer.
Right. So basically, he made a lot of films in the 2000s?
He's only made 4 films altogether.
Okay. And then he sort of disappeared. And then he came back last year, right? The year before?
With a movie called Night of the Undead.
Right, and people pretty liked it, you know.
I was quite disappointed, actually. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, it was no better than Sicily 2 Kilometer, but it was okay, you know, considering the time.
Have you watched it?
I did.
You liked it?
It was okay, like I said. I wasn't really happy with it, but, you know.
Well, actually, I was a bit disappointed, but the thing is, you know, I had met with him. Because he called me out of the blue. You know, he hasn't called
recently?
Me in a long time, about a month ago. And actually, we had dinner, and he actually paid for it. I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I just wanted to meet you and just buy you dinner.
Aww.
It was quite nice. So, and actually called him into my office, and we talked about other things. He actually wanted to do a romantic movie.
So he was working on something?
Not with me yet. We were actually going through some stuff, and he wanted to do some romantic movies. Mm-hmm. And then I hear this news when I was in Sokcho, so I couldn't even go to his wake.
Right. So what was the cause of death?
Apparently, it was some kind of liver problem and paeljung. I don't know what that is in English.
I think it's some kind of complexion, right?
It's something you get when you eat
seafood.
Seafood, yeah.
So, yeah, apparently, I think it's he was having this liver problem for so long.
Yeah, he didn't tell me that, so I feel really bad because we had actually drank when we met.
Oh, I see. And I don't know him personally very much, but I really liked Sicily 2 Kilometer. I thought it was such a landmark comedy film.
Right. Actually, when I first saw the script, I bought it. The next day, actually.
Oh, I see. So you were the producer, right?
Yeah, I was the producer of it. And it took me a long time to get the director. The main casting, Im Chang-jung actually had introduced Shin Jung-won to me.
Because Shin Jung-won did some of his music videos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a music video guy, director. And then he worked on as a visual art director for some of the Yoon Jae-kyun films, like Sex is Zero and Romantic Assassin. And I guess the Im Chang-jung, the main actor, thought he was good, so he brought him in. But, you know, his biggest thing is he's very quiet. He's very...
That's what everyone says.
Introverted.
That's what everyone says.
He doesn't really talk very much.
So how does he give directions to actors then?
He does, but, you know...
With minimum language?
Yeah. And like, there's an incident when we did a music... Music for Sicily 2 Kilometer, he wouldn't tell them what to do. He would actually put music into the... And then he brings the video and says, oh, do it like this for me.
Right. So where did you guys shot the film?
in the Chungju.
Chungju.
Yeah.
Because
we shot some of them in Chungju, some of them in Suncheon. You know that.
Right, Suncheon, Suncheon.
Elementary
Somebody
school
told me it was
Suncheon. Suncheon, and the Riverside was, and a lot of the locations were in Chungju.
Mm-hmm. I see. So the overall process went well?
It went well, but you know, there's a time where Byun, you know that old guy.
Byun Hee-bong.
Yeah, Byun Hee-bong.
Mm-hmm. He's in the film, right?
Yeah, he was giving such a hard time, and he.
I think he was an easy guy, no?
No, he came. He came over to me. Says, "Of course, you know, he's a first-time director, so that he could get into trouble with the older
right,
guys."
Right, right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
He asked me, "Do you mind if I kill him off in the movie?"
For those of you who don't know who Byun Hee-bong is, he's an actor in many of Bong Joon-ho's
films. Yeah, he was in the host. He
right,
was
right, 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 right.
Yeah.
The grandfather. Yeah. He was a grandfather. And so I don't know. I mean, I really liked the film, and I thought he was going to do something more,
right,
you know, to Korean cinema.
And
it's
another thing
such
is
a huge loss.
Everybody who was in that film, who even had a smaller role, they all became a big star now.
Right, right, right.
Kim In-suk, you know.
Right, Kim In-suk was one of those guys, right?
Yeah.
The gangsters, maybe?
No, no, he was one of the village people.
Ah, I see, I see.
And there's Woo Hyun, who...
Oh, right, right, right.
This was his
actually... He was like 20-something, right? I remember the scene that Im Chang-jung was so shocked when, you know, when he actually, how old he was.
Woo Hyun was at the time in his 30s, early 30s.
And they were making jokes about, you know,
how old
he's
he looks,
old-faced,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. This film just recently got remade in Taiwan.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And it's the title is Treat or Trick.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Chun Po-ling, Jin Baek-nim.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jin Baek-nim, I see.
Yeah, he's
see,
a very
see,
famous Taiwanese actor mm-hmm. in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's doing
so when
okay.
does... thing happens, you know, when that kind of thing happens, who gets the share, you know, for copyright?
Well,
the fee.
You know, back then, this movie was from 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, the writer's contract was very loose, so
right.
it didn't really mention.
Somebody has to pay.
Remakes
right?
or anything like this. So I had to actually, there were two writers. And I had to actually buy them and give it to the Taiwanese people.
Mm-hmm. So, and then they paid the writer, not you, right?
No, no, they paid me because I bought it and I because I also have a copyright too, so.
Oh, right, right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I asked you.
Yeah. So okay. I had to clear the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're still making money from old movies that you produced.
Of course.
Back in the late.
Well,
20, 30 years
not,
ago.
You know, it's very little. But
that's a beautiful job you did.
So, the, you know, movie or anything that has IP,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the beauty of doing creative work is
right.
once it's a big hit, then
because
you
it never dies. Huh?
Yeah, it continues to collect money.
Good for you, Jonathan.
Arirang.
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 Arirang Radio.
Our first movie, what do you have? For our first movie.
It's called Don't Look Up.
Yes, it is. It's a blockbuster. Film, seems like. No, it's not. I mean, it's obviously, it's a movie that everyone's...
It's a film, and I think most of the world, I think it's a Netflix original. But here in
right,
Korea,
right.
I think they're going to have 2 weeks of theatrical release.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know why,
right.
but...
That's what they do these days, you know?
I think
before
that,
they
I think it's
open
part
their
of marketing.
Film.
So I think theaters know that, so they... I tried to go see it in the theater yesterday. There weren't too many screens.
Oh, you already opened? I thought
yeah,
it was...
Yeah, it opened yesterday.
It's being opened today. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So this is directed by Adam McKay, who's known for his scripts.
He's most well-known for Big Short, actually.
Big Short,
his
right,
last
right,
film.
Right, right.
And he's actually a comedy writer. He used to write for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he did? Huh.
He used
right,
to,
right,
in
right.
the 90s.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then he used to co-write with Will Ferrell
mm-hmm.
as a screenwriter. And
right.
he actually wrote Ant-Man.
He did.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like him, though.
Yeah.
Because I always thought of him as, like, smart guy, you know? Maybe because of the Big Short and Vice.
Yeah, but most of his work is comedy, actually.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And actually, you know, this movie... Don't Look Up is also a satirical comedy.
Mm-hmm. About Armageddon, maybe?
Very similar to Armageddon, but mm-hmm. it's a very comedic Armageddon. Mm-hmm. However, actually, it's a mixture of comedy and thriller, I mm-hmm. think.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some of that thriller elements to it because, you know, world's going to end, but nobody believes you and mm-hmm. nobody takes you seriously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they make jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to mine. There might be some precious metals in there. We're going to make a lot of money mm-hmm. with it, you
right.
know. And things like that. So
the central character who's making this claim is Leonardo DiCaprio's character,
which
right?
is a college professor, mm-hmm. and the student is Jennifer Lawrence, mm-hmm. and they're like two low-level astronomers attempting to warn everybody. They find this comet,
mm-hmm.
and they thought it was great at first,
mm-hmm.
and then when they study the path of this mm-hmm. comet, it's coming straight to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to warn everybody. He actually goes to meet the president, who mm-hmm. who's played by
Meryl Streep. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and I mean the president. Everybody don't take it seriously, so they decide to go to the media. Even mm-hmm. media doesn't, you know, take them
don't
seriously.
Buy it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you know, I was really struck by this scale of cast. You know, not alone Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Tyler Perry. Ron Perlman, Timothy Chalamet, Kate Blanchett. Huh,
now,
that's impressive.
That's a surprising because you will not recognize her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kate Blanchett comes out as a news anchor.
Uh-huh.
You will not recognize her at
it
all,
looks
actually.
Like her, though. Huh? You know, I can picture her as a news anchor.
Well, when you take a look at her, you mm-hmm. will not know. You will think, who that, right? Where's Kate Blanchett? And then she comes out with a very thick makeup as a news anchor. Later mm-hmm. on, she wears a little less makeup, then mm-hmm. you may realize that's her.
She's not a cameo or something, though, right?
No, she's one of the little characters in the movie. And
right.
You know, this director, he has a talent for getting all these people together. It's mm-hmm. pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. You know, first time I saw DiCaprio was in Romeo and Juliet. And then I saw this preview for this movie, Don't Look Up. I almost couldn't even recognize him. He's gained, like, I don't know what happened to our Leo. He's, like, huge now.
He's old now. You know what happened?
He's not that old.
Did you hear about him and Lee Jung-jae?
No.
Did you see that he's...
They met, right?
Yeah,
they met. After some
kind of
gala show,
right?
There
was a little incident about... There was some kind of gala mm-hmm. gathering.
Right.
And... Dakota Fanning's sister, what's her name? She's also an actress. She's on the
right,
show.
Right, Elle Fanning. Fanning was there.
She says she's a great, good friend with DiCaprio's girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And they were going crazy because they
Squid
saw
Game.
The
right.
Squid Game cast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, and then DiCaprio says, what are you guys doing? You know, just calm down. And
right.
She said, oh, yeah, Squid Game guys are here. He said, really? Where are they?
And then they took a picture,
yeah, then,
right?
Then he went over to Lee Jung-jae uh-huh. and took a photo, and he put it on his Twitter.
Right. Elle Fanning talked about it on Jimmy Fallon's show, I remember.
Yeah.
Right. And we're moving on to our second movie. Actually, it's a Korean independent film called 소설가 구보의 하루.
Sisyphus's Vacation.
Right. That's pretty weird English title, I think. Because it's a literal translation, it's a day of writer Kubo.
A day in the life of Kubo the novelist.
That's the title for the original novel.
Well, actually, it's actually a short story.
Partially based on.
Short story, which was published in 1934, actually. Mm-hmm. And the writer is Park Tae-won, mm-hmm. who was one of the very well-known modernists.
Did you know Bong Joon-ho is the grandson of Park Tae-won?
I know. That's what I was going to talk about. Then the mother's side. Actually,
right, mother's side.
Too many people know about this writer mm-hmm. in Korea because mm-hmm. he went up to North during Korean War.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in South Korea...
Along with many writers back then, right?
Right.
He's not the only one.
And in South Korea, whoever went up to North Korea, they were sort of not to be mentioned
for a while. Mm-hmm.
For political reasons. Mm-hmm. And then he became a really famous person in North Korea. He actually taught at the university.
Mm-hmm. So he had a good life in North Korea?
Yes, I think he did. Uh-huh. Yeah, and he passed away in 1986.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess Bong Joon-ho probably never saw him.
Right. Yeah. But this movie is actually not based on the novel. I think they just used the concept of the novel.
And the settings. Uh-huh. I mean, well, the title and the settings.
Right. Because the name of the main character is Kubo. And it's the film focuses on one of his days, just one day of his outing.
Well,
where he meets
Kubo,
a whole bunch of people.
The name Kubo is the pen name for Park Tae-won, the mm-hmm. novelist.
Right.
So they use the same thing, except, you know, it was, I think the setting and I think the how the story falls is kind of similar, but mm-hmm. not the exact same story.
Right.
But the novel follows the character's thoughts only. It doesn't really have a plot.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And this movie seems to be the same way. Mm-hmm. He just goes everywhere, meets people.
Mm-hmm. But he has an agenda, though. He wants to write his own novel, but it's not working out.
That's not his agenda. He's going around meeting people that day, mm-hmm. and all these different things happen. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's interesting because they show him eat at many different restaurants.
Right. And it's a lot of soju.
You should actually know more about this than me because they have all
this. It's kind of funny because his day starts around 10 a.m.
Right.
And at the first restaurant, they start drinking soju.
Right.
Which is pretty rare, you know.
You do that.
I don't drink soju in the, you know.
You drink
in
beer.
In the 10 a.m. in the morning. And then he goes to other places, you know, theater and other restaurants and some other places.
Yeah, but mostly I think it looks like Chungmuro, mm-hmm. which is used to be the Hollywood or West End of Korea, where all the movie companies were. But it's not there anymore. But mm-hmm. I mean, because it's still very not so developed, you know, until these days, you know, whereas all the city, it's the middle of the city, it's not so developed, and you mm-hmm. can still see old Korea. Mm-hmm. And some of the restaurants have been there for a long time.
Right.
And still got that old rundown mm-hmm. settings and things like that. So it actually brings back memories.
One of the places they show is called Saejin Sikdang, Saejin Restaurant. It's one of the very old restaurants in Uljiro. Gonggu-sanga district.
I've never been there, but you have, so you tell me about it.
Several times, but it's just a little place for natsul, daytime drinking.
What's their famous anju or food?
Stir-fried squid, 오징어 볶음.
That's
their specialty.
I see.
But I don't know about these days. It used to be crowded a lot.
You know, Uchiro is another hot place for food these days for mm-hmm. young people now. Mm-hmm. So,
right,
you know,
they call it Hipjiro.
Right. So when you look at YouTube, there are many, many young people, YouTubers going to different restaurants mm-hmm. these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? we haven't even gotten to the conclusion of this movie.
It's black and white, and it's about 70 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. And it features very important independent film actors and actresses, including Kim Se-beok, Park Jung-won, and Ki Ju-bong. So it's I don't know. I mean, it may not be a perfect film to watch, but it's a good film.
It's an art film.
Good performances by independent actors. All right, Jonathan, thank you for coming in. I'll see you next week.
And see you next week.
It's going to be something like Christmas special, maybe.
Well, you think of something.
We'll think about it. Yeah. Okay. We'll give it a thought. Thank you, Jonathan.
Bye-bye.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.